I am Joe Vandenbush, and this is Stay Awesome Podcast.
Nintendo, at the headquarters in Tokyo, Japan, has created a franchise that have become a household name worldwide, including Mario Kart, Donkey Kong, Legend of Zelda, and in 1889, Francho Yoro began manufacturing Hango, the flower game in Japan, playing card in Togo. In 1902, Mr. Francho started manufacturing the first Western-style playing card in Japan. These were the original inspired first phone. The product became popular in Japan as well as the rest of the world. In 1983, the company was established as Unlimited Partnership with Yogo Nintendo. In 1947, Mr. Kowal began discussing the company manufactured. In 1950, Kowal took office as president and head of the manufacturing operating of Yogo Nintendo. In 1959, the name of the company was changed to Nintendo Play Card. Wow, it's so cool how Nintendo has become a company as it was growing, as it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, in 1952, the company factory was displayed in Toho, Japan. In 1953, Nintendo Play Card became the first such manufactured product, the plastic playing card in Japan. It's just crazy how the Nintendo has changed over the years as it became one of the popular gaming consoles in the world as we know today. In 1959, the company started selling cards printed with Walt Disney characters, opening up a new market for children playing cards and result in the bloom of the card department. In 1962, the company took stock and second scored of the Aus Stock Exchange and on the Hoho Stock Exchange. In 1963, the company changed its name to Nintendo Company and started manufacturing games and adding to the play card. In 1969, Nintendo explains the reforce of the game department and built a production plant in Yoho City, description of Yoho, Japan. In 1970s, the stock listing was changed to the first section of Awa Stock Exchange. A resource of the headquarters was completed. The company began selling Bumoguns series, which employs electronic technology into the toys, introducing the first time in Japan. In 1973, the company developed later a clear shot system, which revealed bowling as a major pastime in Japan. In 1974, Nintendo developed an image project system and employs the 16mm film project in Amusement Arcade. The company began exploring these arcades manufactured to America and Europe. In 1975, in a cooperation with Mellon Electric, Nintendo developed a video game system using an electric video recorder. It's called EVR Player for Japan. Now, in 1976, the microphone was introduced to a video game system created by Nintendo. In 1977, the company developed home-use video games cooperation with Manor Electric, a TV game 15 and a TV game 6. In 1978, in March, Nintendo released a simple arcade cocktail table game based on a board game operated entering the computer offerings on the screen. Green, white, and black offer prices were replaced with Sequel and Plus system. The computer operator had no joystick, only 10 color buttons players. In 1979, Mano, son-in-law of Nintendo Japan Chief Hawash Mama, opened up Nintendo America in New York City, Nintendo started operating developing coin games. All right, now we're going to history of Nintendo worldwide in 1980 to the 1990s. Well, in 1980s, the company created a whole operation ownership Nintendo of America in New York. Nintendo began selling the Game Watch, produced in line in Japan, the first portable LCD video game with a microprocessor. Nintendo artist Suima created the game Donkey Kong, the hero original called Jumpman. It is a compare racing to save his girl, Pauline, from Greta Zepp. Japan was later renamed during the elimination of Nintendo America headquarters by Nintendo in honor of the Jumpman, rebelling to their office landlord, Mario, so he was later introduced Mario. In 1981, Nintendo developed a descript of the coin-operating video game, Donkey Kong. This video game was quickly became the hottest-selling intervention coin-operating machine in the business. Well, this is the company Nintendo has started. They created a game called Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong is a game where you have to go save the princess from Donkey Kong by using Mario. It was just a arcade game at the time. But now, in 1983, the company built a new plant, UE City, increased production, Captain, and to follow a business sponsor in July, Nintendo listed a stock for the first Center of Tokyo stocks, exchanging and started working on home video game console, family computer, employees custom CPU custom process under and the PPU picture prompted under. All right. Well, they started doing that with the pictures. They started taking the video game, started building consoles so that people could buy them and take them home so they could see what video games are, what it is today. In 1984, Nintendo developed and started selling the unique twin screen invisible coin operation video game versus system. At the same time, the company launched a Famicom system in Japan, later renamed it Nintendo System Entertainment System, called the NES, which it was launched worldwide selling software title, where developers after another from expensive Super Mario Bros. And Melto of the two Legend of Zelda. If you don't know what those games are, those are the games that came out for the Nintendo Entertainment System, for the NES. Those were the first games to play on the NES. Well, the NES is a console. You have to take your card and you blow into it, and then you put it into the game, and then slides in, it goes into the game. Well, as that was happening, out of from this titles, it was Super Mario Bros. That quickly became a smash hit around the world. Studies at the time showed that children were more families with Mario, and they were with Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny. In 1986, Nintendo Entertainment System was launched in Europe, and it became a major hit. Must have home access to consoles. Nintendo developed beginning selling the family computer disk drive system in Japan to explain the factions of the family game. Also, in Tokyo, the company began installing a disk writer to review the game's software. In 1987, Nintendo splashed from Entertainment golfing tournaments in Japan as commercial tests using the plastic telephone network to disc fix ads to build into a farmer network. In 1988, the company reskinned developed a hard-free controller, making it the NES accessible to even more Nintendo fans. The game literally library for the NES grew to 65 titles, helping broaden the system appeals into introducing more adults. Well, the Nintendo has become a worldwide. It's a company that has made more video games in the world. Well, in 1989, the Game Boy was first a portable handheld game system, which introduced in Japan along Terrors. Terrors is like a brick game that you play, and you have to like follow it, and then you gotta land it, and then it's like a puzzle game. It's really cool. I played it before, and it's like history. All right, the history of Nintendo worldwide in 1991 to the present. Okay, the 1992, the Super Mario Entertainment System called Super Famicom was launched in Europe in June. The console went to sell more than 46 million units worldwide. Japan saw the release of the Super NES, Super Scroll, and the Mario painting. With the Super NES and Mickey says the long wait for Zelda, the sequel, The Legend of Zelda Linked into the Past, also arrived for the Super NES. And the Super Nintendo NES is like a faster console that they started to come out with. It's pretty cool. Well, the Game Boy was introduced. It was released for the Super Nintendo. People loved it. I had a Game Boy. It was fun. You had like Mario Kart on it. You had all that. It's just crazy how it came out with Nintendo launching all these Super Nintendos and selected of NES games that were coming out. It's just crazy. Well, as the Nintendo was reproducing, they were starting to make better games as the console were coming out. Well, with Nintendo building these consoles, they wanted to bring it home. They wanted to show people what the game console can do. Yeah, it is cool because my parents had an NES, and they told me that the NES was really cool, and it's like a really cool really cool video game. I actually seen a Nintendo NES. It is pretty cool. You can still buy them today, but they're like smaller now. It's amazing what goes on today and what it was back in the day, how they started the lineup for Nintendo. Well, Nintendo is a home entertainment that still you can still play today. They had like the Wii, they had all these, they had the DS. The DS was a really cool device. In 2012, the landmark of the years of Nintendo seeing the launch of a new home console, the Wii U. The Wii and the Wii U also had a handheld of the Nintendo DS, or the DS 3D, or the DSi, or the DS XL. Those were the really cool system that you could take on to go. But the original DS, you didn't have anything. It's just a game. But the second launch of the Nintendo DS was a game that you can launch, play Nintendo games, or you could play compatible games like the Game Boy games onto your DS. It is really cool. It is pretty cool. And then today's world we have is called the Nintendo Switch. A Nintendo Switch is basically a handheld that you can take and play with you on the go, or you can actually put it onto your TV and you can actually play it off your TV. And you can get like different colors of the remotes. They have a small screen, they got a big screen, and they also have an LED on Nintendo. That is where you can basically take it. You can't put it on your TV. It's one of the coolest system that you can play. Well, it is awesome. Everything around here Nintendo has done, it is amazing. They do have some games like Mario Kart that are fun to play. When they launched Mario Kart, it was for NES. Then it came out for the Nintendo 64, and then it came out for the Game Boy, and then the DS, and then you could play the DS games compatible for Game Boy onto your DS for Mario Kart. Then they started launching another one. It was for your phone that you could play on. It is cool. And you can still play Nintendo games off your Switch. It's like really cool. It is awesome. There's a lot of games, and yeah. But Nintendo is like one of the coolest company. All right, this is Stay Awesome Podcast. You guys can check out my other podcasts like Josh Jacobs. I got Star Wars. I got Stranger Things. But it is really cool. I got Marvels. They're really cool podcasts. You can check them out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon. You can also check it out on the... what's the other place I... have it on, I forget, but yeah, you can check them out. But they're really cool podcasts. But It is amazing. But yeah, you guys have a good one. All right, take care. And this is Stay Awesome Podcast.